Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots.
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. What a great weekend of hockey for Michigan Tech. 3 out of 4 points against 19th-ranked Minnesota State. Good morning to you, Coach Pearson.
Good morning, Dirk. Happy to be with you on another beautiful day in the Copper Country.
Lots of snow out there, and I know how much you love to move it.
Oh, I only spent 6 hours out there yesterday moving it around, and I enjoyed every minute of it, believe it or not. But after you have a good weekend like we did, it's a lot easier to get out there and get outside and move all that snow around. But yeah, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful day yesterday.
Good game on Friday. Even better game on Saturday. Maybe one of the most complete games we've played all year.
Well, good hockey games. Good college hockey games both nights. You can tell there's not a lot of difference between the two teams. You know, it's going to go down to a break or shot on goal or big save, whatever it might be. But I thought it was an excellent hockey. And like I mentioned last week, the games we played previous against Michigan and Yale and UConn, I think, really helped us prepare for this setting, this pace of game, and just the intensity. I mean, you could feel it down on the ice. I don't know if you could feel it in the stands or whatnot, but it was you know, hockey at its best, you know, playoff type hockey, and you know, that's good for our team. We need to continue to play with that intensity every night.
Well, and you made some lineup changes for Saturday night too, and it did seem to inject a little bit of enthusiasm and speed into our game.
Well, it did. I thought the two guys came in, Mason Blacklock and Patrick Anderson. You know, they can skate. They're good size bodies. You know, they're big. They play strong. They had some good plays, both of them, in the game. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create some competition. You know, like I told the players we brought out, it's always easy to plug somebody in. That's easy. It's always easy, oh, I'm going to put this guy in. But then you're going to have to take somebody out. And who do you take out for them? And that's a tough decision, because we got a good group of young men who have worked really hard, who are you know, dedicated to this team and helping this team do well. So anytime you take someone out, it's hard. That's a hard part of the job. But we have to put the best lineup that we think every night gives us the best chance to win.
And in the Friday night game, 2-2 overtime final, we'll recap that in just a moment. But that was a very intense game too, and kind of up and down. You know, you felt like, wow, they're kind of dominating us a little bit, and then all of a sudden we kind of really take it to them for a while.
Yeah, games are going to have those webs and flows in them, you know, where you're going to have your time where you dominate and look well and possess the puck and seem a little bit quicker, a little bit stronger, and then, you know, their team's going to have some pushback, and they're a good hockey team. They're going to push back. They're not going to just sit there and take it and let you walk all over them. There's a reason why they have the record they do and, you know, won our league last year. So, but you're going to have that in games, and I thought we did a real good job at key times in the game when there was a little bit of pushback. I thought we held our just poise. You know, we play with a little bit more poise than we have in some recent games when we've had the lead and, you know, there's a pushback by another team. We just seem more settled, and that's a good thing. And we're growing as a team. We're still learning as a team. You know, it doesn't matter what you did last year. Every team's different. Every year's different. Every situation's different. So as much as we have a lot of guys back from last year, it's a new year. So you have to get to that point where everybody's on the same page. Everybody has that poise and confidence that that you're going to do well. And I think that showed Saturday night when they scored to make it 2-1, you know, early in the third period. At that point, you know, we could have imploded like we had a couple other games, but we didn't, you know. And And we'll talk about the game more, but we hung in there and did a real nice job to close that game out.
One thing I really noticed about Minnesota State is they were really good after we scored a goal. They really, like you talk about the pushback, more than any other team that I've seen this year. Maybe I just haven't noticed it, but it seemed like, man, after we scored a goal, they really had that pushback and dominated for a while, especially in Friday night inside of our zone.
Yeah, more so Friday, but not as much so Saturday. But yeah, that's a sign of a good team. And, you know, I think our team is very similar. When we give up a goal, we should come back. How many times this year have we come back and scored a quick goal?
Yes.
Right after we've given up? And that shows you the sign of a good team, a mature team that doesn't get rattled, that continues to play. And I've talked about that a lot this year. This team continues to play regardless of the score. And that's what you're trying to get. You play all 60 minutes or 65, and then go from there, you know, and then look up the clock and see what the score is at the end of the game.
Let's go to the first game. It's Friday night. It was in front of 3,060 fans at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Second period is when the scoring gets going after a period of first period of a lot of penalties, Coach, in which we had too many men on the ice. We had a 5-on-3 advantage for them. I thought it was just tremendous that Jamie Phillips was able to keep that puck out of the net, and the penalty killers obviously helping him out in that first period.
A key part of the game. You know, I watched a hockey game last night where a team scored two goals on the 5-on-3, bang, bang, and sort of got them back into the game to lead them on to victory. So it's an important part of the game. But, yeah, we got off to a good start, really good start. You know, drew a penalty, and then unfortunately we took a couple penalties. And from that point on, to playing that 5-on-3, we just never seemed to get a step on them the rest of the first period. But key point in the game, Jamie looked sharp. It was important that he was ready to go. And our penalty kills did a real good job. When you watch a film, they didn't have really, you know, a grade A, what I'd call grade A. They had a couple so-so chances, but not like a grade A chance, which is huge against a good team like that.
Well, let's get to the first goal. Then we go to the second period. It was Minnesota State scoring. Zach Steppen gets his third of the season after a couple of nice saves by Jamie.
Mavericks able to hold it in. Here's Foguth with a shot. Save made. Rebound. Another save by Phillips. Another wraparound, and it goes up of Phillips and in the net.
First goal of the game. First goal of the weekend. That came at the 8:25 mark of the first period. Steppen with his third of the season. Foguth and Mullen get the assists, and kind of a nice flurry there by Minnesota State. And Jamie just pulled himself off that post a little bit.
Yeah, he had a little bit of a flurry, and he got himself off the post, and basically the guy wrapped it around from behind the goal line, or shot it from behind the goal line and hit Jamie's pad, and his pad was off the post maybe about a foot, and just ricocheted off his pad and into the open net. And we had players there, and we've got to understand that we've got to let Jamie worry about the puck and turn around and front the people, the opposition, and make sure that they don't get a whack at that puck or a second opportunity. And we've worked on that. I think we're doing a better job. But on this one, they just happened to get to the loose puck before we could get to that man.
Nice pushback by the Huskies, though. Great domination in the zone. And finally, Alex Patan is able to put in his 11th of the season at the 12:21 mark.
Tosses it over for Mark Ock, and it just hopped over his stick. He'll dump it back down to the corner. Lucchini had it. Got it there. Gould in front, and a chance score!
Well, it was a matter of time because, man, that line was just completely dominated inside the zone there.
Well, they had a terrific shift. I mean, you were hoping something would happen after that shift or during that shift, something good in the way of a goal, because we were in the zone quite a bit, had a couple opportunities, and they did a good job. I thought they all showed some strength. You know, they were moving around well. When we're moving like that, we're not standing still. We're much more effective, tougher team to check, and when we get off the board so you can't be pinned and get that movement, it really creates some confusion in the zone. I thought, you know, Alex Patan, he's the wrong guy you want to leave in front of the net. But great pass by Malcolm Gould, and those two guys had some magic all weekend.
They did. I mean, Gould, I think, had eyes in the back of his head this weekend. I mean, really was seeing the ice well.
Well, he's skating better. You know, he's jumping better, handling the puck a little bit better. This is the best weekend he's had in a long time, and he's been a little bit of a funk. So, you know, without Tyler Hanen in this weekend, I thought it was really important. Those guys stepped up because they hadn't scored in a while. So it was important to get our scores scoring, and they came through in a big way for us this weekend.
That tied it up 1-1. Malcolm Gould and Jake Lucchini get the assists. And then also in the second period, at the 16-minute mark, we give up a goal. It's Jordan Nelson for Coach Hastings' team.
Michigan Tech with a faceoff inside of their own zone right here. Draw control by the Mavericks again. Back to the point for Yutzi. He'll shoot, tipped and scored. What a goal in front by Nelson. Redirected it over the shoulder of Phillips. And the Mavericks get their second lead of the game, 2-1 with 4 minutes left to go.
Oh, I know he struggled on face.